John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Lord will bless to us that reading of his word. John, in writing, particularly in his gospel, would have us view the Lord Jesus Christ. John is not preaching himself. John is presenting a pen portrait of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the passage that we have read together, he is showing to us that the Lord Jesus is the true light that has come into the world. I want you to think of a number of things in relation to the Lord Jesus that we have read together. I want you to think firstly of his service, the light that has come into the world. He has come as a revealer of the Father. And so we have the service of the Lord Jesus. Then I want you to think something of the sadness of the Lord Jesus in the passage. For he has come, and the scripture says that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. It must have touched the Lord Jesus right at his heart when coming to his own, and his own received him not. It's a sad day in the life of anybody if they were to go to their own and not be received. So it was with the Lord Jesus. He came to his own, but his own received him not. But then we have revealed to us, in a gracious way by John, something concerning the sympathies of the Lord Jesus Christ. Though he came to his own and they received him not, the scripture goes on to say, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Though there were those that were unresponsive to his kindness and care, yet still his sympathies are with men. Just because there were those that refused him, and those that rejected him, and those that received him not, still the sympathies of the Lord Jesus Christ are still with man. The sympathies of Jesus Christ. And finally, in verse number 13, we have something concerning the salvation of Jesus Christ. For it says, concerning those that believe on his name, they were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And there we have revealed to us the salvation of Jesus Christ. So, that is our outline for this evening. His service as he came amongst men. His sadness while there. His sympathies that are still toward mankind. And as they were in that day, still they are today. The sympathies of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are still with man. And finally, the salvation that he gives. The Lord Jesus came into a world that was marked by darkness. Physical darkness can be dispelled by light. If the lights were off in the tent, there's no way other that you could remove the darkness but by bringing light again. You can't fight darkness and remove it. You can't do anything else to remove the darkness from the tent but to bring in light. And physical darkness is removed by light. But that's not just the kind of darkness that John is speaking about as he's writing this gospel and opening it here in chapter 1. John is also speaking concerning a darkness that is resident in the heart of man. And physical darkness is the opposite of light. But the darkness that is in the heart of mankind is in opposition to light. So that in verse number 5, it can say, "The light shineth in darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not." You know, it's a marvel how God has placed man upon earth and what he has done for man. For in man, above all of God's creation, in man, the life that he was given was a light. Man had the light of life, creatorially. That was something that no other part of God's creation received. The life that man was given, in that life, there was a light, because man was made in the image of God, and he is a conscious being, and he has the consciousness of God, and because of that, he is brought into responsibility before the God of heaven. Now the darkness that is in man opposes the light that comes from Jesus Christ. And we notice that the light has come. The true light, our Lord Jesus Christ, has come into the world. So that now, later on, John can say, as he records the words of the Lord Jesus, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Not the light that comes from life of which we are all partakers, but the light that comes from a life which is eternal. And those that know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior are able to enter in to the joy of the knowledge that they have the light of eternal life. The Lord's coming into this world of darkness. He came, so our reading has said, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Isaiah, I think, would have been able to appreciate something of what was the experience of the Lord Jesus in his coming. Isaiah one day sat down before the Lord and he said, "Lord, who hath believed our report?" The Lord Jesus came, and he came to his own, and his own received him not. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. There are two things about the coming of the light into the world. The true light, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the world they knew him not. Of his own they received him not. But, undeterred by the unresponsiveness of men, the Lord Jesus Christ could love still. That's why it says in verse number 12, "But," and that's important, "but as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name." We have here something that is tremendously important. Picture the Lord Jesus in his coming. That caring one. That compassionate one. The one who one day stood and looked upon the multitude. And he saw the people all before him. And he saw them as sheep that were scattered and having no shepherd. What a sad picture of people that they're scattered abroad. They've been distressed and they've not been fed and they've not been helped and they've wandered away because there was nobody that cared for their soul. That's how the Lord saw the people in his day. as sheep that were scattered and had no shepherd. But the Lord Jesus in his coming says, as many as receive him. He's turning the hearts of the people away from others and away from the majority. For as he came to his own, they received him not, but as many as received him. And so those who receive the Lord Jesus have their back to the majority. Did you get that in the passage? They have their back to the majority. The majority in Israel, led on by the leaders, gaining their characteristic and their actions from those who were the rulers. They had rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. They received him not. But there will be those that turn their back on the majority and they receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Says the Lord Jesus, broad, wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there's many going in there. Straight is the gate and narrow the way that leads to life, and there's few that find it. What is it? There are those that have their back to the majority. Many are moving and they receive not the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. But our verse says, but as many as received him, to them he gives the right to become children of God, even to those that believe on his name. Isn't it wondrous that the Lord Jesus should still show that kindness and sympathy to man? If you had been treated like the Lord Jesus, if I had been treated like the Lord Jesus, what would have been our response? Oftentimes when an injustice is done to us, we get the huff and turn away because our love is conditional. We love when things please us, when everything just falls into the pattern that we like. Then we are responsive in our love. Our love's conditional. But the love of the Lord Jesus is unconditional, so that many received him not, but he loves them still. That's for us this evening. Maybe I'm speaking to someone in the tent this evening. They could be old, they could be young, and to this point in their life, they've not received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. They've not known God's salvation and the forgiveness of sins that comes in trusting Christ. That one that died at Calvary's cross and died for our sins. And this evening that can be changed. If you, according to our verse here, receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And know his love in its fullness. The one who has loved us and died for us at Calvary. But what shall we say concerning the salvation that comes through our Lord Jesus Christ? Here it is in verse number 13. It says that people can become the children of God, and it's to them that believe on his name. What is believing? Well, in our passage here, believing is the same as receiving. For it says, as many as receive him, they become the children of God. And it's to them that believe on his name. So God has given one name for salvation. And that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Peter preached one day and said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And what Peter was telling us in simple words was this, that if I'm going to know God's salvation, then it must be in Christ. It can't be found anywhere else. If I'm going to know the salvation of God, the forgiveness of sins, as our verse here will tell us just in a moment, that I am born again, Peter is telling us, then that must be in Christ. It just leaves everything else out. And it brings me to this point, that God's salvation alone is in Christ Jesus. Which were born. That's what verse number 13 says. Which were born, not physical, because he's speaking to people that are living upon earth. So it's not the physical birth, but he's speaking of something that is spiritual. My, that was Nicodemus's problem. You turn your Bible when you have time and come into chapter 3 of this gospel and you'll find that Nicodemus had a problem. For the Lord Jesus had said to him, Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Nicodemus asked the question, well, how can that be? I'm an old man. I don't know how I can be born again. Can I come into this world again the same way as I have previously? No, Nicodemus, that's not what the Lord Jesus is speaking about. It's not physical, it's spiritual. And Nicodemus needed to know what it was to be born again. And so do we. And this believing is mentioned in the passage dealing with Nicodemus, as the Lord Jesus would explain to him what it does mean to be born again. And so he said to Nicodemus, God so loved the world of humanity. My, that just includes us, doesn't it? Thank God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that's what we have here. Which were born, that which is spiritual, that which comes from a faith in Christ Jesus, believing that when he died for me. Which were born not of blood, so it's not natural. Which were born not of the will of the flesh, so it doesn't come from myself. Which were born not of the will of man, so it doesn't come from anybody else around me. Because there's not another man that can give to God a ransom for my soul. And there's not another man that can give to God a ransom for your soul. And those that are born, it's not natural. And it's not philosophical. It's not of the flesh. And it's not earthly. John says, which were born of God. Isn't that amazing? Here is something that can come to men and women this evening. When they know the salvation of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Believing is the total surrender of the life to the authority of the Lord Jesus. So that John, at the end of this gospel, as he lays down his pen, can say, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing have life through his name. So the new birth, this eternal life of which we are speaking, comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let it just sink into our heart, everyone, this evening, and realize that the salvation of God is something that is real and is something that we all need. And the verse can speak to us this evening. The Lord Jesus, the light of the world, the one that can dispel the darkness, though it's moral darkness, a deep-seated darkness in the heart of man. He who came and was not received of his own, those that do receive him are called children of God. Why? Because they're born into a family. Not an earthly family, but they're born into a heavenly family. They're born again by God when they believe in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to his name. That can be yours this evening if you will receive him.